I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. I had to choose which town hall to watch, the one that I knew would be filled with crazy where I get to see the highlight reel, and the responsible Joe Biden town hall where they'd actually talk in some detail about issues. Well, I watched the Joe Biden town hall, and that's what they did, and I watched the clips from Trump's whatever the hell that was. And it was just crazy talk all the time. But I'm going to focus in on one thing that he didn't do, and that was disavow QAnon. Now, he claims, "I know nothing about QAnon," which, of course, could be true because he doesn't seem to know anything about anything, but still, this has come up before, and he keeps saying, "Well, I don't know anything about it." You think, you know, in between those events, you might want to look it up or have one of your people look it up for you and tell you. But of course, that's a lie. He knows what it is, because he says, well, all I know about them is that they fight pedophilia. Well, that's a lie. They don't fight pedophilia at all. But they talk about pedophilia, but when they do, it's in terms of absolute and total insanity. So, you know, you really can't fight pedophilia and human trafficking with crazy. Last weekend, we did a little getaway. We were driving around Santa Barbara, and while we were driving around, it wasn't in Santa Barbara itself, saw a group of people standing on a street corner with the Save the Children sign, and they were QAnon people. And it was disturbing, and the problem is, they're using the Save the Children hashtag. Well, that's already being used by the organization called Save the Children, which actually does work to prevent human trafficking of children, which is a terrible, awful, disgusting thing. And the QAnon conspiracy nutballs don't do anything about it, because all of their so-called pedophilia charges are just insane rantings by people who are detached from reality. The QAnon conspiracy makes the moon landing being faked look like a more serious conspiracy theory. It's just everything thrown in together, but there is a core to it, and we talked about it here before. It's basically just a reworking of Nazi propaganda. It's the same thing. Protocols of the Elders of Zion was a Nazi propaganda piece. Well, they used it. The kids had to read it in school, and it was just a hate tract against the Jews. Well, in Nazi Germany, they made the Jews the enemy. Well, in this country right now, they're making other people the enemy, and they have a lot of enemies. Now, I don't know that it's like a big deal for an organization to say, we're against pedophilia. I think almost everybody is against pedophilia. Except, according to QAnon, Democrats and Hollywood celebrities, that they're all into it. But, you know, not really into it, because it's really about, you know, extracting drugs from them and satanic conspiracies. Why am I talking about QAnon here now, in the Faith Friday section? Well, because QAnon is a religion. It's a religious cult. They believe they are battling literal demons in the name of their Lord, and they kind of believe that Donald Trump himself is kind of a deity, kind of a not quite Jesus, but pretty close. Trump himself said that the only person more famous than he is Jesus, so he can learn. He learned at least a little something from the Beatles. But the bottom line core is that this is a dangerous, delusional religious cult. So that's why we're talking about it here. But it's also hurting the cause of fighting human trafficking of children. Now, QAnon is using this to say, hey, look, we're the good guys here. We're fighting pedophilia. That's not what they're doing at all. They're just crazy. But as crazy as they are, and as dangerous as they are, the FBI considers them very dangerous, the cult continues to grow. I don't understand how that's possible, but that's what's going on. So how are they harming the fight against pedophilia? Well, according to Deborah Hauser, who's the president of Advocates for Youth, she told Salon that it is not helpful to present child sexual abuse as a shadowy conspiracy when we know that most perpetrators are actually known to the child. On Ross Story, they quoted Laura Palumbo, who is the communications director of the National Sexual Violence Resource Center. She said, the hard reality is that parents, family members, neighbors, mentors, and coaches are most often the ones who commit sexual abuse. Because let me tell you, you're much safer having your kids hang out with Hollywood celebrities than, like, hanging out with priests. And the organization Save the Children, a real child welfare charity, they're not happy. They believe that QAnon using their hashtag is causing confusion among supporters and the general public. There is real child sexual abuse, and you can't fight it by being delusional. We've talked before about the QAnon beliefs, and I don't want to keep reiterating over and over again how it is the dumbest conspiracy cult perhaps in the history of humanity. If you don't already know the crazy stuff they believe, you should look it up. It's crazier than you can imagine. Trump hasn't disavowed them, and he really can't, because too many of his followers are QAnon believers, and he's basically kind of a godlike head of the QAnon faith. According to Right Wing Watch's Kristen Dorer, she says that more than just a movement, it's become a vast network that sprawls across several social media platforms, with commentators amassing large followings by pushing the conspiracy theory. And Trump is at the center of it, the hero waging battle. It's even entered such disparate spaces as the evangelical community, Seven Mountains Dominionism, mixed martial arts, and yoga and wellness spaces. Plus, we've got a hell of a lot of QAnon believers mostly running as Republicans. And that's terrifying because, again, it's the dumbest conspiracy religion ever created. And it's frightening that so many people believe it. I mean, just believing it should disqualify you for public office. You are clearly no longer a rational human being. A Morning Consult survey found that some 38% of Republicans believe it to at least be somewhat true. No, it's not at all any of it, none of it true. It's all crazy. Democrats are not out there eating babies in satanic rituals. We're not doing it because it doesn't make sense. A lot of Democrats, including those in Hollywood, are vegetarians. What are they going to do? Let's finish this up with taking another look at religious extremist Amy Coney Barrett. She's really scary. She did not reveal to the Senate in her confirmation hearings until it was discovered later that there were lots and lots and lots of documents, things she signed, where she takes a very, very extreme position on abortion. Spoiler alert, she is against it. But not just abortion. She believes that pregnancy starts when sperm meets egg, and that's all there is to it, which is a simplistic pseudoscientific way of looking at it. But it also kind of makes some forms of birth control seem like a form of abortion, at least to them. So you can imagine her not just wanting to get rid of abortion, but also contraception. That's pretty clear. No friend of gay people. She uses the term sexual preference, which it isn't a preference. It's just how people are. Not like you say, today I want some chocolate ice cream and I would prefer to have sex with guys today. Tomorrow might be women. That's not at all how it works. And of course, you can't really talk about the extremist religious cult that she has been involved in that was the inspiration for The Handmaid's Tale. So if you do that, you know, it's going to be criticizing religion. God forbid that you do that. I mean, literally, shouldn't God forbid that? But he doesn't. So actually, it's okay. He or she doesn't. I don't know. She has refused to say whether Obergefell is a super precedent. And she gave a paid speech to the Alliance Defending Freedom, the most extreme anti-LGBT legal organization in the United States. She has indicated that she might be willing to throw the decision on whether gay people can get married back to the states. But that's pretty disastrous. That would mean gay marriage would be outlawed in an awful lot of states. And those people would, what, become unmarried? And that's a best-case scenario. And then there's this, she said. Chief Justice Roberts, in his dissent, said, "Those who want same-sex marriage, you have every right to lobby in state legislatures to make that happy." But the dissent's view was that it wasn't for the court to decide. So I think Obergefell and what we're talking about for the future of the court, it's really a who-decides question. No comfort there. She says that it's a strain on the Constitution to provide Title IX protections to transgender Americans. And what little she says about transgender rights is not encouraging. Of course, she would overturn Roe in a fetal heartbeat, which is also just cruel. She overturned a lower court ruling that found a Wisconsin county liable for millions in damages because a woman who was a teenager, actually very young, alleged she'd been repeatedly raped by a jail guard. Judge Barrett was not sympathetic. She basically said that, well, since it wasn't part of his duties to rape her, it doesn't count. She is staggeringly awful.